Call me Shamira.
Shamo.
Hey.
Oh, hi. Is it you?
It's me.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Remember, is this it?
Stroke record?
Yeah. What's the Michael Jackson thing called?
Was that all?
This is it?
Yeah. This I shit.
I bet no one else has ever said that.
I don't know.
You know what? Yeah.
you want to think about that for a minute?
No, I was just gonna. Oh, yeah.
Jug band version. We should do a jug band version. What do you think?
I agree. With no jugs.
I don't know how to. No,
You know what gets in your craw?
Yeah, tell me. No, I was just thinking, you know, how someone says a joke, or like one of us says a joke, and then we have that self-deprecating, like, oh, I bet everyone's thought of that joke. Sure. I'm not special. Fucking, that's life.
Yeah, it's true. And, but also, no one's going to know.
No, and just because someone else thought of it doesn't mean it's any less funny. In fact, you should find out who that person is and be best friends with them. That's what I did.
Yeah. Who did do that joke?
Is that, I don't know.
Steve Wolfhard?
I forget what the joke is now.
Is this a shit?
Oh, no. Who said that?
I don't know.
Didn't Tom misread that on an ad banner?
Maybe that's what it was.
Why do we know that? Why do we
know?
fucking internet.
God.
I love the internet because it allows me to keep track of my friends from faraway lands and such.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, I know what ad banners they've looked at recently.
That's true. You know, you keep better track of them than you would keep of yourself.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay. Well, that's your opinion.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying that, like, yeah, I mean, that thanks to the beauty of the internet, you find out all this tiny little stuff about people, just like,
I thought, all the time. I thought that I was the beauty of the internet.
Well, yeah. Speaking of beauty of the internet.
Oh, my God. It
right.
was Halloween.
No.
Halloween update.
All right, so do we have to wait? I don't know.
Halloween update first, presents later.
Show 221.5.
Oh, wow. 221?
Mm-hmm. 0.5.
Oh, I get it.
It is. All right, formulate your context.
Huh?
Happy birthday, Brian.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Oh, shit. It took forever.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, 20 minutes into the second show.
Yeah.
We should throw that other one away, though, because that was no good. The one we just did?
No, we should post it anyway.
I don't think we can.
Which one do you mean, by the way?
The one from this morning that we did. Just now.
You don't like that one?
It was not good. A little thin. Light.
Yeah,
light in the loafers.
It's low-cal.
Yeah.
Low-cal in the loafers.
I like that.
No trans fat in my loafers.
What did you say? I thought I said I was low-cal. Baby, you knew our SA. Don't you know
don't
I'm low-cal?
You know I'm low-cal.
So, what are you doing today? What'd you get?
Fucking nothing, man. I just woke up. I got myself a coffee.
Yes.
Stove broke on me.
Now, how do you know?
Myself and, well, I turned. Well, we this we have the right-hand elements already went. There was a couple weeks ago, and it's like, oh, I guess just the left-hand side of this works. Better call the landlord. In the meantime, let's just use half a stove. And then today, I go to turn on one of the left-hand burners, and it goes pop, and then it heats up a little bit, like to a nice luke, you know?
Yeah.
But it not enough to boil water. So I suppose you could thaw something on it. But basically, it's useless. I think the oven still works, but you can't really boil water in an oven, can you?
It does heat some, though, huh?
A little tiny bit, but not enough for anything. So I couldn't make oatmeal or coffee, so I had to go out and go to Starbucks.
Would they don't have oatmeal there, do they?
I think they do, actually.
Can you imagine?
I just got like a bacon sandwich, though. Bacon and Gouda frittata.
It's
something. Yeah, it's not bad.
Can you imagine if oatmeal, though? Ubiquitous as coffee? You go all around the little whatever.
It should be, because you know what? Sometimes you're just like, oh, I need something hot to drink so I can warm up. And really what you need is oatmeal.
Yeah. You know how you serve that oatmeal for the busy businessman on the go?
Like revenge? Cold?
No, I wasn't going to say cold, but I was going to say...
In a bar?
Waffle
stick?
Cone.
Waffle
cone of oatmeal.
Can it have a savory waffle cone?
Absolutely.
What flavor would that be? Salt and vinegar?
It would be meat waffle. It would be...
It would just be like potato chip flavoring, but on the inside. The outside would have to be...
Chocolate.
Yeah, right?
What?
Chiclet?
Chocolate.
Chiclet.
Yeah, chiclet.
Chiclet.
Freshen your breath after. After all your savories.
You know that little plug that they put in the bottom of cones sometimes, right?
Oh, yes.
You could put gum inside of that. So when you're done, final bite is gum.
The last bite of everything should be gum.
Why not?
You know, in the future. So no oatmeal today.
Oh, imagine stuffing a turkey with bubble gum. Gooey on the inside.
A tur-gum gum?
Gum, yeah.
Stuffed in gum, stuffed in a turkey for your various holidays.
Yes.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving this year instead?
Of?
Whatever we're doing.
Meaning?
I mean, like, November 36th is just right around the corner for me, and that's Thanksgiving proper.
That's true.
What are you guys doing? You gotta work?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing happening.
You don't have... Do you have to work?
Yeah, probably. Not on the weekend, but... It's not a holiday here.
That's stupid. What are you gonna do? We're closed.
I won't go to America then.
Is it an easier day? Is it an easier day when America's closed, or is it like, fuck?
We don't notice.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
All our lumber shipments get bounced back that day.
Yeah. And your VHS tapes.
What?
Your VHS tapes.
Is that where they come from?
They always say made in Canada, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well.
There you go. VHS tapes and a lot of printing,
lumber.
Too. I've noticed there's a lot of printing. Lots of printing.
Yes. Quebec.
Yeah?
Quebec.
Yep.
Let's
see.
Quebec is also where you would mail your sendaways and points to get G.I. Joe offers. It would always come from Quebec.
Hmm.
Yep, that's where the warehouse was, I guess.
Man, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's all the things I can think of from Canada.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Except for, dry and clearly. And, Clearly Canadian, Canada dry.
Oh, yeah, those.
I don't know those anymore. Those are both gone.
Yeah. What was the ginger ale in 30 Rock?
Schweppes.
That was pretty funny.
That's all right. I liked that there was fake names, but the fake names didn't seem so great.
Yeah.
Honestly, they were a little... I don't know.
We should have consulted some Garbage Pail Kids writers.
Yes. I liked the pounding that she got from the dude, though.
The what?
The pounding she got from the dude when Jeff Dunham told her to go stick it. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Was that a real guy, that guy?
Jeff Dunham's a real guy, but
That's not him?
Yeah. But he's got his own show. Stand up me and Jeff Dunham at the...
I've heard all about him, but I've never seen him. So I just know that there's a famous ventriloquism.
That's wild. Do you not? Because every stand-up comedian.
And only the funny, good ones.
But not any of the ventriloquism ones?
I don't know any of the Get Her Done guys.
Really?
So that's not true. I know several of those guys.
Like Bill and Evangelical? Is that one of them?
I don't know.
Bill Evangelical? Another guy? Tug dirty at it. And that is
Evangelical?
Yeah. Tug dirty at it. That's what he's always, right? And then his thing?
Get it in me.
Put it over there. That drives me crazy when he says that.
put that down.
Put that down over there. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be saying that all day. But yeah. So yeah, I guess he's got his own show, but that wasn't him. And 30 Rock was pretty good. That was a week old, so no spoiler alert.
Yeah, fresh in the memories.
Did you just watch it this morning?
No, I watched
while we were doing the other show.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, that's why I was bad. I was trying to multitask. I got all this TV to get through.
Multi-goyatask?
TV is becoming a chore.
Mm.
Not really, but
Watching, keeping up on your TV shows is like maintaining a virtual farm.
I know. I only have, you know, I don't know, six shows, seven? I don't know. Not very many shows that I watch. But getting them all done in a week? Ugh, you can't have that shit pile up.
And they come right back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you let it build up, then it's like, well, I know what
I'm doing. I might have to cut some loose.
Whoa, shit. Like, what? Whoa. Hold on, though. Stuff's ending. Stuff's wrapping up. Come on.
Oh, really?
We got you one Madman's left. There's just one Madman's left.
Oh, and only one Vorta Death left.
See, I mean, that's... You've already freed up.
Yeah, I know you're right. You're right. But a couple months, new Lost.
Yeah.
Ollie was just telling me that... Did you hear that they're not allowed to use any footage from it in promos?
I wondered about that.
They're keeping that under wrap.
That's good. They also, the promo for the new Mad Men had no new footage in it either. So I wonder if he finally gets that eye patch. He would look
Beard.
So fucking good with an eye patch. Yeah. If he starts... he becomes Kinsey.
They should all switch roles for one episode.
Yeah, totally.
And make it a musical while we're at it.
No, he's got a habit of that. You know, he changes his name. He's Kinsey now. He's fucking totally steps into his...
No one is the wiser?
Yeah, totally. He's got Kinsey's black wife now.
I don't think they got married.
I don't think so either. They broke up for something.
Not legal.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for your birthday?
Some of that.
Excellent.
And I'm having a party at the house. You're all invited.
Oh, so cool.
Except for you and you and you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have a house where you can just say, "Hey, everyone, come over to the house. I'm not going anywhere."
Yeah, totally.
Are
you gonna get Minnie Riperton?
Oh boy. I never liked making a big deal. I never really liked even having birthday parties because it's just such a.
You didn't even like being born.
No.
You still got beef with that one.
I got beefed out. I just don't really like having a fuss made over me, you know?
Yeah.
I like being the center of attention on my own terms. I don't want pity center of attention.
Yeah, there's pretenses and such.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
That's all right though. I mean, you gotta take the lumps with the bad, right?
Yeah.
And take them both. There you have.
There you go. The fucking A.
The shit.
what's the house drinking?
I am going to be drinking Canadian rye.
Okay.
Got a nice 12 year Canadian club.
You got a 12 pack of liter bottles?
That's right. Yeah. No, I just went for the premium Canadian club, and ever since SBX, I've been drinking old fashions.
Man.
And thanks to John Campbell, man.
Yeah.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where it tastes so good you can't believe it's straight booze, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can, because after two you're tanked, but
yeah.
I'm going to be drinking lots of water and eating lots of bread.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know. Just need to figure out some way to last.
Well, you don't have any work tomorrow.
There's some kind of spray I can spray all over myself to make myself last longer at drinking.
Yeah, you know, I could tell you a trick right now. You throw a little water in your drink. It's watered down.
Lots of ice. Yeah. And then you nurse it.
Just chew ice.
I don't really care for chewing ice.
Yeah?
It's okay.
You should spit a lot of drinks in people's faces.
Ooh, that's good.
You'll still get the sensation of drinking them, but...
And it's my birthday, so they can't say anything about it.
Exactly. Hey, man, sorry. That was my birthday wish.
What was?
Spitting the drink in the face.
It didn't ask for a present. All I wanted is to spit a drink in your face.
Is there gonna be a cake, dude?
I don't know.
Are you gonna do a cake stand?
Do keg farts.
Oh, God.
Yep. 30 years of me, 40 years of Sesame Street. Who's your favorite Muppet?
Shit. Oh, we did that.
Did you figure one out yet?
Yeah, I did. It was Janice.
In the meantime, I figured out it was probably the saxophone guy. Zoot? Is it Zoot?
Oh, yeah.
I always kind of liked that guy.
You know who my favorite guy in Electric Mayhem is? Hands down, favorite guy in Electric Mayhem.
I don't know who Hands Down is. Who's he?
Rolf. Rolf
get
is
it?
My favorite.
No, but do you get it?
Yeah, I do.
Hands Down would be like a name of a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hans.
Yeah, Hans Down Sola.
Rolf is awesome. Rolf is actually one of the best.
Yes, he's the best guy in the band.
He's the best, yes.
He writes all the songs, actually. Dr. Teeth.
He does all the arrangements.
Is more of a hype man. So.
Yeah.
So take that.
Is Dr. Teeth a dentist?
Yeah, he moonlights. He brown lights, actually.
Oh, God. That movie is brown lit. Speaking of brown lit movies.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Brown lit any good movies? Transformers, the sequel.
Okay.
Revenge of the Fallen sequel, okay. Part 2. I'm still
is it
not
Revenge
through it.
Or is it Rise? Revenge? Rise of
know.
The Fallen, just something gets
Return
up.
Of the Jedi is called.
Okay.
Something.
Right.
I don't know. But fuck, man, I wish you could watch it so we could talk about how crappy it is. I don't want to
don't ruin it for me.
I'm going to be one-sided. But oh my God, what a piece of crap.
Yeah?
I'm watching it with the riff tracks, and even still, I have to watch it in half-hour installments.
Right.
I've been doing that all week, and I'm still not done.
I heard it's sensual. Is it? It's a sensual movie, I heard.
Yeah. There are senses involved.
Yeah. I heard the robots transform real slow to soprano saxophone melodies.
They actually do transform really slow, and it's really weird, because that shit's supposed to be instant, right? It's supposed to be like, I'm running, and now I'm like, you jump, and
yes.
By the time you hit the ground, you're a truck, and you're driving,
exactly,
you know?
Yes.
They must have really good shocks, huh?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, They really milk the transforming. Like, look at all this CG we're doing. You're like, by the time he finishes, I could get on a train and leave.
Whoa. What if you're watching on a train, though? Whoa. Notes.
Oh, no. Astro Train.
Yeah.
Astro Train's not in it, as far as I know. Anyway,
any of the robots actually end up looking like robots?
Oh, boy. Ugh.
My little brother, Spencer...
The best one is probably Ravage.
He got sideswiped.
Pretty good.
Just yesterday he got sideswiped. Ravage.
Sideswipe.
Sideswipe. It's just a car. Silver car.
Sideswipe was not... Was which one was... was he one of the Lambos?
No.
Sideswipe. No, that was Sunstreaker and... Yeah, Sideswipe. He was the red Lambo, wasn't he?
No, he looks like he's supposed to be like a red Corvette kind of a thing.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, gray. What am I saying red for? It's totally gray.
Well, because the original one was red.
Yeah. So
they were the twin Lambos, and they were...
No, I was looking at it through his power meter reader.
Mm-hmm, yes.
No, he hasn't opened it yet, but I know that's just going to be a car that...
Oh, tell him he can go ahead and open it. He doesn't have to wait for me.
Okay.
You got it for him for my birthday, right?
Yeah. He was burning off some gift card certificates.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yep. And he wants to get the Mario Super Suckers. We rented that for a couple days, and he's like, I want to own that, Father.
Super Suckers?
Yeah. Baseball.
Mario. Yeah.
It's good.
It's fun?
Yeah.
Does it work like a Wii baseball? Do you swing?
Yeah, but it's a little bit different.
Okay.
In that there's a ring of joy, you know? That expands from few when you initialize your swingery, and then
don't I know it?
Yeah, if you can time it as the rings collide, you know what I'm saying. If you can do it, then it's like, you know.
So it's a like part baseball swing and part video golf.
Yes.
Remember when video golf was all meters? You had to stop the meters at the right place.
Yeah, totally.
Lee
Trevino's fighting golf. Was that the?
I don't know.
That was the NES one that I played. That's how I learned.
It was one called like Atari Lynx or something.
Oof.
Sky Lynx it was called, I believe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Lynxes. Man, those things are fucking big.
Lynxes.
Did you ever play one of those? You ever get one of those Atari Lynx?
I remember seeing one. I think somebody I knew had one, and I'd watched for a little while, then the batteries ran out.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I only had original Game Boy, which wasn't... It was cool when it first came out, and then it became not cool, but it ended up still being the best.
Yeah.
You cannot beat Game Boy... I'm an old man now, so I
have authority. Oh, here we go.
I can say this for real now.
Yep.
No. Original Game Boy, Spinach Tetris. Best thing. This is the best.
Wow.
So good.
Wow.
So good.
Man.
Put little tables in there, play four player if you wanted to.
Mm.
It was great. Just great. Just dandy.
You doing that tonight?
Just a delight.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I have Tetris Party for Wii, which I think you can play four player. I think you might need four Wii remotes. I need...
All of those things are what she said.
Yes. She said it all.
I had an old boss friend who was a friend boss, a mini friend boss even,
mm-hmm.
that had, he had one of those portable Neo Geos.
Oh.
And he had the TV tuner cartridge for it. And he would hang it on the towel rack in his bathroom and watch basketball in the tub.
Living the dream.
Yeah. That's like fully grown. That's like he still had it and it still worked. And that's
wouldn't it have been better to be playing video basketball? That way you could be interactive with it.
That's another game that should be. Arch Rivals was a that was a fucking killer game.
Johnson versus Bird. What was
Johnson versus Bird? Was
those
right.
are two words for penis.
Yeah, totally. Bird though, I don't
know. That's our new name of our show, Johnson versus Bird. What was that? What was that game called? Wasn't it called that? Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I believe
head-to-head?
So.
Face off.
Face off. What's a bird? What's a bird?
What was the one where you could go to the you go to either your arcade or your pub or your local area, and be like. I'm going to be
the big head.
And then you could be like any of the Supreme Court guys, or you could be the Jeffersons, or remember? You could just type in the little code. How would that work again? What game was that? NBA or something?
Golden Tee.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That's not right. No.
Man, how did Golden Tee become the biggest video game of all time?
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird to see rockers and rollers playing video golf.
Yeah, everybody loves it. I've never played it personally, but I'm sure it's great.
I haven't played it either. What the fuck? We got to get on that.
Why aren't there video darts?
I don't know.
Stupid.
But yeah, we should do that. Let's go video. Let's go Golden Tee it.
Let's
somewhere.
Go play some Police Trainer.
That was an okay game. Shoot the little eggs. Is it?
I don't know. That's what cops do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get good at that.
That's true.
More like go get coffee and donuts, Trainer.
How about that other game there? What was that
Which one?
One? Down to shoot and drive and also just shoot. Lucky and Wild.
Wasn't there like a moon racer one too? Something?
Was there?
Shoot and drive moon, on the moon.
Really?
Space. Coming to a space base. What was it called? Space base gun? Something.
Yeah.
The Probably.
Great space base coaster.
Right. Space base, space base.
I never saw that game though. I don't.
Okay. Not important.
Well,
we get on this topic. Ugh, disgusting.
What, video games?
Barf-a-rama. Let's talk more about my birthday.
Time. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, that's about it. That's it. I'm probably going to go for lunch with Steve. Maybe we'll go eat a barbecue sandwich or something and go to the record shop, maybe.
Nice.
Good records.
Are you going to go to a strip club?
No. I did that on my 19th birthday.
Are you going to get a lamp dance?
I don't know. I guess I can see the appeal of it.
Oh
shit. I don't know. It's not for me. I'm not crazy for it. But if someone was like, oh, but you got to go to strippers, I'd probably, if I was, you know, not
Who is
doing
that?
Anything.
who among the people you know that is that guy? Who's that? Don't get him in trouble now. You can use a euphemism for his name.
My dad.
No.
my brother-in-law would always want to take me just as an excuse for him to go.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, Brian really has to go to see strippers, so have to be the one to take him. My sister doesn't care if he.
That's just like Grant. That's just.
It's like. What?
Huh? That's just like
what?
Him.
Who?
Grant.
What? That's my brother.
What?
Not my brother-in-law.
Oh, I don't know. I can't keep track of your wacky family. It's always changing. It's always fluctuating. It's all these marriages and remarriages and.
It's not true. At all. I've been like one. Well, my brother's not married. Neither am I. So.
Speaking of which, you got how many hours you got here?
Oh, countdown to marrying time. I got to be married by the time I'm 30. That's what I said to myself.
About 12 hours, right?
I already got the dress. And
Man.
That's why you're asking if there was a cake. You're right. I should have a cake. Absolutely. Dairy Queen log or something? Dairy Queen log and turn it on its side. What do you think?
Dairy Queen log?
Yeah, have you seen the Dairy Queen log cake?
No. Is it fucking maple flavored? Is it?
I don't know if they have it anymore. It was just those, you know, those Oreo log.
Okay.
It's just kind of like that, you know?
Just because, like, I don't know if we have Dairy Queen log. I've never seen one of those, and I'm wondering, like, maybe that was, like, a, you know, Canadian exclusive Dairy Queen log.
It's shit, man, maybe.
Is it maple flavored?
No, it was just regular, you know?
Do you have any maple shits at Dairy Queen?
No, I don't think so.
Fuck. I thought that was, like, a intercontinental pandemic. The mapling of all your foods.
Here, hold on. Let me send you a picture here for no one else to see.
Oh,
this
cool. Excellent. Just people love this.
Yeah.
This is when it gets really...
See, on the left, there's kind of a log type.
Yeah. It's like a little tunnel. It's like a covered bridge.
Yeah. That looks like a little more frosting than I'd like. A little more, you know, ice.
Wait a minute.
For that
is all that white just fucking frosting? And
I don't know what that is, actually.
All right.
Anyway, log cake. Log cake is pretty good.
Excellent.
Maybe I'll get a pizza pizza.
Yeah?
No. Probably not.
Pizza pizza. That's cinnamon and chocolate and apples and brown sugar.
No, Dairy Queen makes those too. It's a soft serve cake. Or not cake, pizza.
Ugh, fuck. God.
No, it's really good. No. You get like score bits. It's like a blizzard, but like spread out on a plate, on a giant thing.
But it's pizza. Does it have crust?
Well, no. But like
hot crust and tomato sauce and ice cream?
Yeah. The crust is... Don't worry. The crust is made of that chocolate crumble stuff.
Oh. How do you... You can't hold that, can you?
Yeah, no. It's like compressed. It's like... I don't know. Shit, man. Fuck, I don't know.
Particle food?
We always eat pizza with knives and forks here. I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then it's covered in hot cheese, and it melts with all the ice cream.
Breath.
I would eat an apple pie with a slice of cheese on it.
Yes, a cheese crust pie with cheese crust is good. It is fucking good. Oh, and a nice big tankard of coffee. Fuck.
Yeah,
and pie. I could go for some fucking pie.
Let's do it.
All right,
let's go spy some pie.
Okay.
I just got a Facebook message from a different Brian Fukushima.
Whoa, what did he say?
He said, and he also turned 30 this year.
Oh, shit. Today?
No, that would have been something, huh?
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, I friended a couple of these guys with the same name on Facebook, just being like, hey, that's funny. And then a couple of them, you know, reciprocated, right?
Yeah.
And so now I have them on my friends list, and it's kind of creepy. It turns out I don't like it. It's just weird, because it's, you know.
Yeah. You read about shit you didn't do and whatnot.
Yeah, and it's confusing.
All ways
I think
you
it's
don't
me.
Feel.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man.
Just another way for me to keep tabs on other people to find out that I am the best.
Yeah. How do you sleep all day?
I'm the alpha.
Elf. What did you...
The alfalfa.
Yeah. Ralph Malfa.
Ha! Yeah, I kill me.
Oh, God. So, how are we doing? How are we doing on time?
Just dandy. Drinking a gingerbread latte.
Fine. Oh, yeah, is it thick?
It's okay. I didn't get whip on it.
Not at all?
No whip.
I usually just have them...
too much.
Whip the underside of the lid.
Ooh.
You know.
Just rim it and whip.
Yeah.
So when you drink it, you get that ring of whipped cream around your mouth.
Yeah.
Homer Simpson beard.
Yeah. I gotta go. I haven't had one yet this year. I haven't had any of the Starbuckery yet.
Not worth it.
No, it is.
I wanted to make my own coffee at home. I fucking
could. The seasonal ones are the worth it. I think they are worth it.
Yeah, they have the eggnog one. They have a new one. It's a caramel brule.
Wow.
Caramel brulee.
I could see you drinking one of those every day if I had a job.
Nah, I don't know.
You know, I could see, like, okay, well, this is just part of my...
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah. It's on the way. You go there, you hit it up.
Exactly.
And what it's good for is... you're like, okay, well, if you're running late, you're like, well, I'm going to get my coffee anyway, so I'll just grab a scone or a scone.
Yep.
Some kind of biscuit.
I don't have time to eat a whole king-size Snickers while I'm smoking the cigar.
Right.
So.
Just smoke the Snickers.
Mm-hmm.
Problem solved.
Drive with your knees. Just fucking... Yeah.
Put some vinegar on it.
What were you saying?
Buh.
Oh, yeah, your stove doesn't work. Oh, we already did that, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking,
we live in a house, and the landlady doesn't live nearby. She's kind of an absentee, which is like, it's kind of nice, because you don't want people.
You can fix it yourself, you know.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how. I thought it was a fuse thing, and I went up and I opened it all up, trying to figure out where to put the fuses, and I couldn't fucking find it. There's no obvious panel for it. It's like a electric stove. It's not super old, but you can tell it's bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
The stove barrel.
It refused you.
Yeah.
It's a fucking fuse.
So, yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So what are you going to
do? It's a refuse now. Get it?
Yeah. That means trash.
Yeah. Area of refuse.
Please press button for 5 seconds.
Hey, button, I think we're all going to die alone.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do.
I don't worry about that, by the way.
Hopefully,
I think that's the way to go.
Well, she has a... I think, before we had been like, hey, if we want to, get a new appliance, do we just do that and you reimburse us? Or how does it work? And she has, a guy or, business she goes through. So we just have to phone her up and be like, here's a fucking new stove, lady. A new fridge while you're at it and a dishwasher that works.
Can't you email her?
Yeah, probably.
Does your fridge leak?
Is that a good way to get a new one?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Wouldn't you rather die alone?
I guess so.
Then in front of someone? I'd be feeling bad. All dying in front of someone. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't want someone to die on account of me dying.
No. Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah.
I'm taking y'all with me.
Right.
That's selfish.
Exactly.
They can come if they want.
All right, then, we agree. Or we disagree. I don't know.
Would you like to read a joke my dad just sent me via email?
Yes.
I don't know if I can. Looks kind of long.
Read it out loud, or I'll read it. So fax it to me. I turn my colored fax on.
I can't read this. It's in an indecipherable font.
Really?
I'm excited.
Oh, come on. That's not that bad.
I know it isn't. Oh, how far? This is my New Year resolution.
Oh.
Fucking.
Don't give a shit.
Fucking shut up.
Fuck it all.
Stop being such a crank.
I'm only going to talk into a coffee cup from now on.
Yeah.
New Year's Revolution.
No, but when did it become that people in their 20s were the cranky people and that old people were the ones who were,
I'll tell you what the breaking point of that was.
Tell me, please.
When that fucking Crimson Tided, when that paradigm fucking...
Yeah.
Rapping grannies.
What?
Rapping grannies.
That probably was the tipping point.
Yep.
Because, people who were into rap, they were having a good time up until that point, and then they were like, oh, fuck.
Now what? Sucked.
Everything is the worst. And then when old people decided, hey, you know what? We can rap, and we can enjoy rap.
Yep.
Then they mellowed out. So I guess, ultimately, it's all about an equilibrium, right?
I'll tell you one fucking thing. I remember back in the day, I remember, not to drag out this old dead horse, and I personally feel bad for the dude, because I think he got a bad rap. He was real young. He was really fucking young. Fucking Rob Liefeld was he lit the fucking world on fire and the sun shone out of his ass. And everyone was like, fucking Rob Liefeld was fucking great, okay?
Yeah.
And then they all fucking turned on him and whatever. And then it's just the butt of every joke. Same fucking thing with Comic Sans. When you fucking, first time you sat down on a computer that had fucking Comic Sans, it was like, oh fucking A, it's like, shit, it's like comic writing.
And it's something that isn't Helvetica. And now everything's
exactly.
Everything has to be Helvetica.
Fucking
God,
dicks.
Really?
It's the same fucking thing. Comic Sans,
I'm redoing my website in papyrus.
No, God.
No, not that. That's not. That's who fucking cares? As long as you can read it.
Papyrus is the one that I always.
If you're a designer,
No.
You know, you don't do that, maybe. And if you're getting paid to make something look cool or whatever, maybe you don't do that. But you're just making your site, you're sending email. Who fucking cares? Doesn't matter.
Agreed.
God.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. I love being old.
Yeah, you're old now. Now you really get to bitch.
Yeah. No, I don't want to bitch anymore. That's the thing.
What are you going to do now?
Well, I want to bitch, but I don't want to, like, bring anyone down, you know?
You just want everyone to shut up.
Yes. That is exactly what I want. I'm totally already on my way to being... I just want quiet all the time. It's like, fuck. At work, and people are, like, talking on speakerphone and shit. I'm like, fucking take it off speakerphone. I only want to hear one voice, not two. And, wait, I didn't... Brian was saying that up enough. Everyone with their different ringtones all the time and not answering their phone. Like, fucking, if you're not going to answer your phone, turn it off or put it on vibrate. Or if you know you're not going to answer it or you're going away, fucking turn it off.
Yeah.
And if you... fuck. There should be no ringing anymore.
No.
Put that phone, in your pocket.
Just
vibrate.
Heat up. Just light up and heat up.
Something.
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, vibrate's perfect because people who are hearing impaired, you know, feel and all that.
You should be able to just get a little implant. And just like whenever someone's calling you, your ear starts burning.
Oh, yuck.
You know? I think that the singularity should take the form of wives' tales.
Well, I think just everything should be email.
Yeah.
Like, just send me a message, and I will get back to you when I get back to you. Like, let's just, can we not waste time? Mm-hmm. And it's quiet.
Man.
It's oh so quiet.
Fucking A. So you can just sit there with your headphones on and nothing playing?
Yeah, pretty much. Get some noise-canceling headphones with no music.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind that. I don't know. Just fucking, the world is so noisy.
Wow.
It's just getting worse and worse.
That's what they used to say about smells.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Back when perfumes and smells were all getting invented, they were like, fucking... Smell. Human nose.
Smell pollution.
Exactly.
When,
You go out into the country, you'd be surprised by how many stars you can smell.
That's right. I love it. That's why I come from a small town where there's not a lot of, you know, stores and shit. Yeah. And... noise, it's just quiet, and it smells like nature and stuff.
Never again.
I miss that.
Yep. Well, that's gone now. You go back to where that was. And
they paved it, and they put up a parking lot, for crying out loud.
Yep. What are you going to do? Parking lot's just a fucking drive-in theater is 90% finished.
That's
the way I look at it. Get a bunch of people in their Zooms and shit.
Why aren't parking lots just gravel? Why do you need to park on pavement?
I don't know. Let's take that question to the scientists.
I would love to.
Let's write it into Popular Mechanics.
Yeah. Like, I know the gravel will get on the streets and it will be unsightly, but it will kick up and hit somebody in the face. It probably wouldn't, though.
Gravel's not good for your car undersides, though, is it? It's a lot of dust and shit that you just really...
Dude, why do people care about what's good for their cars? You buy
a
new one.
A lot.
Yeah, but you buy a new one every 5 years anyway.
Not me, dude.
Well, yeah, I know, but... I don't know, man. It's a fucking retarded thing to care about.
I guess.
Everyone should buy shitty cars.
Yes.
There's like so many shitty cars that need homes. You know, people are buying shitty pets. They're like, look at all these shitty pets we got. Get one of these. Don't get a new one. Fuck. Why aren't they like that with cars?
Did you... Oh, God, Brian. Did you read that shit? Did you make me read that shit? Did I have to read that shit because of you? Oh, I love the way that you segued this, but fuck. What do you think of that?
What?
I don't know. But fucking how pet food is...
Oh, that. Oh, my God. If that's true. Yeah. Oh my God! There was a thing, and then
run down the line of that thing.
Someone did some research, and maybe. Look, honestly, whenever some research comes out, that could be us doing it. So you know, take that with a I don't like to take it with a grain of salt. I never really understood that.
Take it with a flagon of mead.
Ooh, like that. Tangle the veil. Yes, but they were saying. The amount area of land that takes to grow pet food. Was it just dog food or... No, pet food.
Pet food.
I can't fucking remember what the hell it was.
I don't
think
it just had an anti-dog bias. I think
no, I guess not. But it was like the amount of land we spend on pet food, if that was all solar panels, we would be able to fucking power America forever or something.
10%. 10% of it.
Oh, 10% of that land, if it was solar
panels. With solar panels.
Would pretty much like solve all of our energy.
All of America's rapacious energy hungers.
Fuck, man.
I know.
And like, hey, man.
That shit is rapacious.
You want to have pets. That's cool, but maybe like everybody should grow their own pet food or something.
Yeah. Maybe everyone should just not eat so much and give some to the dog.
Or you have a horse farm.
It's delicious. I've tried it.
Really? I don't think I've ever eaten horse.
I do not remember the days when all dog food was horse meat. So,
I think that still happens in Australia.
Really? Horse meat's something else there.
Oh.
But come on. Seriously.
What? No,
well,
it's...
Well, then what? I mean, then if you do that, then the energy problem is solved. But then it's like, what? You're not going to... You can't go cat food in a... nuclear thing. Power plant. You're not going to have power plants full of dog food. All those dogs will die. And then it'll be like, we spend the carbon footprint of burying all these starving dogs. You know?
Yeah, no, I don't. Obviously, I don't have the answers, but that was just an astonishing fact, if that is in fact true. Or it's just a good idea. It's just to think about, you know? Like, the amount of...
It's like dollars to donuts.
Yeah. And for what? You know, it's like, we love our pets, but what do they do? What do they do for us? What have you done for me lately, pets? If it was like, you know, if you have a sled dogs, it's like, well, that's how I get around. I got a team of dogs.
Right.
You have oxen or horses or things like that that are, they function in some way, or, you know, livestock that give you eggs or milk or things. You know, if those are your pets, pet goats maybe or something, you should get some pet goats.
I've got 3 cats. They've killed 1 mouse in 5 years.
You should milk them.
If I didn't have those cats, all I would have to feed is 1 fucking mouse. And that's just that's not bad, you know?
Yep. It's like that, you should be like a pet vegan or whatever, you know?
Vegan?
Like the amount of grain it takes to feed a cow for you to eat, you know? Like if you just ate that grain, it would feed you for 10 times as long or whatever, that thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone should just have pet mice. If you find a mouse in your house, ooh. How was that accent?
I don't know. I don't even know what you're saying.
If you find a rat in your domicile, then...
Dude, there was a mouse in my living room. The fucking cat found it. So.
Did you find it in the booth?
Yeah, totally.
The booth room?
It was in the booth tab. There was a mouse in my house, though. The cat fucking killed it.
Oh.
It was like, whip, bap, kill.
And didn't even eat it.
No.
Fuck it. What a waste. Fucking America.
That's right, man. Fucking American cats.
Yes. Yep. Just killing for sport. You should make little trophies out of those heads and put them up in the cat's room. I assume the cat has his own room.
Yeah.
If I read this study properly.
Man, back in the day, we had this... When we lived in an apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And the apartment had this little, like, coat closet. And the coat closet was the exact dimensions of a litter box, so it was just like, there's the litter closet. You know,
this is an oldie, but a goodie. I think this one goes back to episode number 20.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that I wish I still had that.
Oh,
That's
no.
all I was saying.
Retell that, because people... Sorry, you were retelling it, and I interrupted you to tell you your...
No, I wasn't going to... No, I know, but I wasn't going to say anything...
Since 2000, sorry.
Other than I wish we still had that. Because now there's one...
What if you had one that had like a trap door or something? You put yank a lever,
yeah,
you know, and it just goes down into the foundation or something.
Big blade comes down, and
or it just goes into the ocean.
Yeah, fuck.
I don't know, man.
I want a dog.
2 medical students were walking along the street when they saw an old man walking with his legs spread apart. He was stiff-legged and walking slowly. One student said to his friend, "I'm sure that poor old man has Peltry syndrome. Those people walk just like that." The other student says, "No, I don't think so. The old man surely has Zovitsky syndrome." There's a line break there for no reason. "He walks slowly and his legs are apart, just as we learned in class." Since they couldn't agree, they decided to ask the old man. They approached him, and one of the students said to him, I don't know which voice to do now. We're medical students and couldn't help but notice the way you walk, but we couldn't agree on the syndrome you might have. Could you tell us what it is? The old man said, I'll tell you, but first you tell me what you two fine medical students think. The first student said, I think it's Peltry syndrome. The old man said, you thought, but you were wrong. The other student says, well, I think it's Zelvitsky syndrome. The old man said, you thought, but you were wrong. So they asked him, well, old timer, what do you have? The old man said, I thought it was gas, but I was wrong too.
Oh.
Thanks, Pops.
Man.
That's not bad.
No, that's sweet.
Pretty good.
Hey,
fucking jokes that are like borderline dirty jokes. It's not really a dirty joke. I mean, like,
no.
You know, it's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. I like that kind of humor, you know?
Yeah.
Old person humor. I like it now.
You finally get it. Yeah. You read that joke yesterday. You went, fuck you, Dad.
Where are all the swears? Where's the part about hating your kids?
How do I know it's a joke?
That's right.
Man. Well, good job, dude. Good job. Hello?
Yeah.
Good job, dude.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Way to age.
Mm.
So you got any old man parts yet? Hmm?
Not yet.
The crazy eyebrow? Okay. You got droopy ear?
No, I found a white hair in my head.
Oof.
I think it had been there for a while. I think I had noticed it for like a while, but my hair was shorter. Hmm. So it was just like a little, and I was like, that's cool. But my hair's growing out, and so it was kind of long, and I was like, ooh, I'm long white hair. Ooh.
I think it's I found my first one when I was 21.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Probably me too. I think I have a couple. I think everyone does. It's cool.
Yeah.
My dad is like, it looks like he still has a full head of black hair.
Yeah.
But if you get up close, you see like every, you know, fifth one is gray or something.
Mm.
But it all just still looks black. So I think I'm okay.
I think I'm going to just start tanning my scalp.
Really? Get a head start on that?
Just,
Oh, like really, really tan? Like put sunblock on the rest of you?
Mm-hmm.
And like carve out a little design there?
Go tanning bed just my scalp.
You can have like Lego hair or something.
I would like my head skin to match my hair color, because then you would just...
Yeah,
even
that's what I'm saying. But it would be smooth. It'd be like shiny Lego.
Yes. I'm gonna do it. Here I go.
Yeah. Did you see that thing about the rock band, the Queen Lego rock band? Fucking, I didn't even read the story. I just looked at a picture. Bear with me.
You talking about the fruit snacks from that Queen game book?
No, there's Lego Rock Band.
Okay.
And I guess there's Queen in it or something. And who's the guitarist with the big poofy hair?
Brian May.
Okay. He wrote in and was like, no, 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 you gotta make my hair custom. Because, you know, it's not like a Lego part that would exist in real life. Mm-hmm. So they made a custom hair mold, Lego. But it's all digital, so it doesn't fucking matter anyway. But it's pretty good. I don't know what the point of that story was.
This should come with the things.
What?
How comes it? No, why are fucking fix it? It doesn't
matter. I don't know. Lego is expensive. That's just the way it is.
Why?
Don't know.
I don't understand. Because they got a monopoly on it. That's what it is. Because no one else can make Lego.
Do you think there's a Lego monopoly?
I don't know. That'd be pretty fun.
Fuck.
Did you?
Oh shit. Here, oh, your hotels wouldn't blow away. Blow away.
Did you see the thing? That the video of the guy with the thing?
Mm-mm.
With the Lego pop-up thing?
Pop-up thing?
Yeah. Guy made a big, giant pop-up pagoda.
What do you mean pop-up? Like a pop-up book?
Yeah. It's one page of Lego pop-up book made of like a big...
I didn't see that. It seems okay. I don't know. Lego's
pretty, neat. Pretty fucking cool.
What were those Lego guys called that guy made? Those little cube dudes or something? What are they called? Okay.
Studleys? Tiniest possible toys? These things are fucking little.
Yeah, cube dudes. Just look up cube dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said that just now, me or you?
Brian said it.
Oh.
Brian, you said it.
Don't confuse people. Which one of these guys is it?
Yeah, Google image search cube dudes. There's a guy who makes these little Lego figures, and they're really unique and awesome, and they're of characters you will recognize.
But when people are listening to the show,
Angus McLean. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, just imagine what it must have been like.
You liked it.
It must have been love, but it's over now.
Yeah. Da 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 da. Hey.
But
Brian, this is
yes.
Okay. This is okay. More metaphysical than anything else.
Right.
Ever.
Oh, we're out of time.
Oh, all right. No, but do you think people should? People listening to the show right now should be doing something, right?
I assume they are. What do you think? They're just staring into their computer screens like we are, or something?
I don't know. Maybe.
Wait, do you stare into your computer screen when we do this?
I want. I do kind of look at the picture of you.
Really? I'm looking at a picture of a naked lady right now.
I'm playing with a pizza string. Are you? Is that your picture of me?
Is
that
pizza string? Is that like cheese strings?
Dude, that's not a naked lady. That's me.
Uh-oh.
No, but
lied to you all this time.
Because, like, I know half of the guys I've talked to lately draw their stuff when they're listening.
Yes, that's a good thing to do.
I think so.
Or if you're maybe going for a walk or commuting, I think it's good.
But I
don't think that people just sit and listen to podcasts. I certainly don't.
With their legs crossed and their hands folded in their lap?
A snifter of brandy and a...
Yeah.
You Afghan...
Think there's any of that going on?
I don't know. Do you think anybody's listening to this not on headphones?
Oof, no.
Hey, you guys. For those of you who are listening on headphones, congratulations. You're doing it right.
The secret GoDaddy code.
Goddity.
So no, you don't recommend that or what?
Recommend what?
Do you think people should listen to this while driving?
Hey man, people should do whatever they want.
Well, fuck. Alright.
Yeah.
You've grown in the past 60 minutes. You've come a long way.
Oh, have you noticed?
What? Yeah. What? Totally, you're filling out. Man, you're really coming of age.
Yeah. I'm coming from age. That's French for cheese. From age.
Oh, God. Did a cat fart? What is... I smell something bad around me.
Is there a cat ass in your armpit?
No.
In your mouth?
Yeah.
In your balls?
Caught shit in my mouth.
It's Canadian. All right, are we done?
I guess we could be done. I mean,
I don't know. I got
it's,
tons.
It's
more
your
to
birthday, dude.
Oh, thanks.
Well,
that's why we're doing this.
Yeah. Huh. My computer's gonna automatically shut down if we go more than 10 seconds without saying anything. So.
I want to show you this.
All right.
Picture of my balls.
It's a looking show now.
Yeah, looking. I could go for some.
You chatting with someone?
Frankenberry sounds pretty good.
What are you
good.
Reading some emails?
Frankenberry's not bad.
I don't know.
Look at how good. Look how good.
Look at what? Look a little at, bumblebee.
Look at how good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Show pick.
Well, the cake was already going to be a show pick.
Oh, put him
I'll
in
work
the cake.
It out. Okay.
Come on, you can put two images together.
Ah, Jesus. You open the one, and then it's like, oh, I don't know. I miss Paint Shop Pro.
Okay, just put a booby on the cake or something.
I don't know.
Ah, fuck.
You seen the commercial for them? Transformals. Ice Riders. Jet Drivers.
Jet Dry?
Untransformables. There's this commercial for this.
I don't have television.
It's this track. It's a racetrack for toy cars.
I don't watch TV.
Oh, God. I hate... Oh. Hello?
Yeah?
So there's... Okay. I forget.
Okay.
It's a track you drive toy die-cast cars on.
You know? Die-cast?
Die-cast bearing cars on.
Die-cast cars. What is a good dyke car? Subaru?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Okay.
The Suzy Trooper.
Mmm.
That's the fucking... That's the car for ladies. That left.
Yes,
what is that, a costume? What is that, that's a real car? What's going on?
Fucking know what's going on.
What are you doing? You can't send me pictures to talk about it. Come on!
I want all the listeners to send in their drawings of what they think that picture was. And then the one who's closest wins a prize. We should give out a prize.
Okay.
I don't know. You want it?
Well, yeah, what do we have? What can we give?
Instead of going through all the rigmarole of having a contest, why don't we just say, hey, Robert, we'll send you something in a second here.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Come on now. Spice it up, Brian.
Oh.
Oh, but it's this track. It's for little die-cast cars. But it comes with them. It comes with Transformers cars. But it's cars of Transformers. But they don't transform. You just, the underside of them is little robots. Like the, you know what I'm saying? Like, you tip them up, but you just stand up a car like you would do when you were a kid.
Oh, sure, sure. Okay. Like those mini spies. Mini spies?
They just stand up. They don't transform at all. They just, it's the...
Oh, like a shitty Kinder Surprise.
I guess. Yeah. We don't really have that here. I mean, I've gotten a couple of them now or whatever. But,
you know. Yeah, I'll send you some more.
Yeah, they always break.
they're not Fibergies.
Fergies?
Fibergies.
Oh, right.
for burgers. For burger eggs.
I'm with one of our listeners right now.
What?
Chat with one of our listeners.
Put them on.
I'm just type chatting.
Oh.
You said to me, how are you? And I said, good.
I'll put someone on.
Okay. It's my birthday.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, I had those.
Yeah, see? It's a picture of boobs.
Go ahead, caller. Caller.
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
This is Robert.
Robert, this is Brian and Phil.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going? How's your voice? Why did I ask you how your voice is?
Hold on just 1 second, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Wow, that's fucking cojones right there.
Disappointment.
That is some K Jones.
Yeah. Hey, sorry. Hey. Hey, everybody on the phone. Happy birthday to Brian.
Oh, thanks, dude.
By the way, that's awesome that it's your birthday. Yeah, what's going on?
Is what it is. I don't know. We're just doing a podcast and podcast.
I don't know.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Can't you tell? Can you turn down your MP3 player, Robert?
Yeah, I was listening to the radio and it's beating back pretty bad. So So what's going on? What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. Are you at work?
I am at work.
Are you lifting weights?
Actually, a what?
You lifting weights?
Wait, what is?
You working
what
out? Are you blasting your glutes?
I'm doing some reps right now.
Nice.
When you guys called, I was in the middle of some reps.
Tight.
Let me put down these 200. Okay. Take up.
What does rep stand for?
Oof. Reputations.
It stands for makes you strong.
Rapid eye improvement.
Yep, you got it.
That's stupid.
Stupid.
What did you eat today, Brandon? Brandon, what did you eat today?
I had a burrito.
Go on.
The vegan burrito.
I did. I had a burrito.
Was there any gluten in that?
It's called. On the menu there, it says vegan burrito.
Man.
And that's what I got. I achieved that goal of having a burrito.
The inside is all like vegetables and stuff, and the outside is meat. Is that how it works? It's like
I think it's
bizarro.
It's an opposite burrito.
Yeah.
The inside is it's got beans and rice and tofu and dryer lint. And
but it's the it's wrapped in the shit of a burrito, right? Like
right, exactly. It's packaged in burrito shit. It's tight. There's a Pantone guide for the burrito. You saw that, right?
I did, yes. Thanks for pointing that out. Totally.
They use every part of the burrito.
That is, right. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know whether to be proud or aghast.
Let's invent a burrito that you eat like corn on the cob.
Oh, you could have a stick.
Yeah, you could have corn holders.
You're from Phil. You're from Minnesota. Aren't you guys like the kings of putting stuff on sticks up there?
Absolutely, totally, and corn holds too.
Isn't that how a thing happened?
Yeah,
yeah. You guys were responsible for Jesus' death, right?
That's right. Yep. Inside out burritos, though. We'll have it next year.
Is there a way you could put like a stick just through a burrito?
Oh, it'll be like a caramel apple.
Caramel.
And then you could deep fry the whole thing.
Caramel. Wait, you guys say caramel probably.
Yeah.
Caramel. Caramel apple.
How about this?
How do you...
Caramel.
This is going to blow your mind now, Robert. Here goes.
It's not caramel.
Honeycomb tortilla.
Ooh.
What happened?
Honeycomb tortilla. That's what you need for a burrito on a stick. You need tortilla that is like a honeycomb that you can pack full of your fillings. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, see, I thought you were saying the honeycomb like the cereal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why don't we just invent edible shellac? I guess you can eat shellac, but
shellac,
you know,
is edible.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you can't eat.
That's right. Yeah, I misspoke. But some kind of fixative spray, right? That's clear that you could just sort of like
decoupage, right?
Like, yeah, that's right. Like a, you know, I guess you
paraffin?
Could edible papier mâché.
Papier.
No one says that here. I just thought it'd be fancy.
Papier Smurf.
Papier.
Was it Papier Strumpf? Yeah. Is that how they're doing it in France now?
Yeah, Belgium.
There's got to be a thing though. Isn't there like a food adhesive?
There has to be. There has to be some.
Isn't there some sort of? I mean, I assume that fancy food creationists would use like foods that need to be stuck to other foods.
Savory bubblegum is the answer.
Yeah.
Oh, I've thought about vegetable flavored candy before and why it doesn't exist.
Because it's gross, I guess.
No, think about it. If you had a lozenge that was just like tomato basil.
Oh, yes. Ooh. We've that's the exact example that we've said on the show. We tomato
then
basil.
Why did I just go ooh, because that sounded new to me?
Well, no, we didn't say.
Wait, am I doing your old bit?
No. Well, we didn't have this exact one. We talked about chewing gum that would be different flavors, but yeah, like a hard candy that's you know, sour cream and onion or something. I don't know.
Didn't we also talk about scented maxi pads?
They are scented.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know,
or they will
Tex-Mex
be.
Or
Tex-Mex.
If they're not now, they're gonna be.
Boy,
man, that is. Yeah, I think.
Stopper.
I think now I'm wondering. Now I'm wondering if a lozenge or a gum would work better.
I like the lozenge. It sounds good. It sounds opaque.
Yeah,
I mean, it would be.
And I don't even really.
Aren't bouillon cubes almost already that?
Yeah, almost.
Yes, so yeah. But they're a little strong.
Yeah, I guess so. You have to cut them with. I don't know, what would you put in there? Gluten.
Instant ramen flavoring fun dip.
Did I tell you, Brian? Did I tell you, Robert? Did I tell you, both of you? That when I made cheeseburgers the other day, I added one packet of beef ramen seasoning to the meat.
It was ramen seasoning. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was just bouillon.
No, it was just ramen beef. Yeah, well, yeah. It made it double beefy.
Nice. When I make taco beef seasoning stuff, I put beef bouillon in it to double up. It's good. I have this recipe for, like, it's, like, homemade, you know, those little packets of like, Taco Bell taco seasoning stuff?
Yeah.
You know, those that you buy?
Like, the sauce?
No, just, like, the powder stuff, yeah. Like, I got a recipe for making your own out of ingredients that aren't MSG and pee and poo and barf. Pee pee caca. And it includes that, yeah, so it's good. I approve.
I think I'm missing out. I think my my ridiculously minority dietary habits have closed a lot of doors to me.
Is there, I know it's not, but is there like a vegan equivalent of Worcestershire sauce? Because I know that has like sardines or something in it.
It's called Worcestershire sauce, and you can get it without the anchovies.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Huh.
There's a vegetarian version. I have a bottle of it in my refrigerator right now.
Oh. What do you use instead of anchovies? What are they? What's the?
How do they get that? Just salt.
I think they just leave them out. Just completely. Just leave them out. I don't know that there is a. Maybe they just put extra salt in it.
It's just anchovy sweat.
It's been so long since I've had the full grown up version that. I don't know what
that is. The keto, that is pretty much the key to life right there. You go without for long enough and you don't care. Like,
yeah,
it just goes to show. And I'm not putting anyone down. That's exactly what you should be doing. Is you knock something off for long enough and then you have a lesser version of it and you're just happy to have it.
Yeah, that's
I think that
welcome to your 30s, dude.
Yeah.
Welcome to the part of your life where you settle.
Mm. Yeah, totally.
You could be doing a lot of settling.
Great.
Robert,
yeah,
I guess real
I'll settle for that.
I just meant to ask you before, when I was asking about bird's nest soup, you know? Remember?
Yes, the soup is made of bird spit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So would you cook with, like, fish tank water? Would that do anything for you?
Probably make you sick.
Because you could still taste the fish. Just,
I don't think that's how it works.
I mean, was it, like as a punishment? What would I have done to have...
like if you were going
to
make...
What would I have done to have deserved that?
If you were going to make Jell-O. Like if you missed the taste of fish and you were going to make Jell-O. Like I'm going to make Jell-O. So I have my box of Jell-O.
Wait a minute.
No, whoa, what? Whoa!
So, is this hoofless Jell-O that I'm making with the tank water? How does this work?
That's my idea,
Does the Jell-O have fish in it still?
Yeah, but you don't eat them.
Hmm.
You know what? Make it and look at it?
Here's a good thing for...
Ethically, if I would just make the Jell-O and just look at it...
You guys...
Would I be okay with that?
Here's a fun Halloween a Halloween recipe that someone should try making.
Okay.
Maybe it doesn't even have to be for Halloween, but I don't know when else you would really do this.
Do you think you guys can get this show off in time for Halloween?
Let's see. You get some orange Jell-O, make Jell-O jigglers, and put a mosquito in the middle of it and call it Jurassic Park Jigglers or something.
Oh.
But something like that.
Because it'd be like Amber.
Yeah.
I like that.
Amber.
Amber.
And then you could make some other like purple black Jell-O and have Han Solo half sticking out of it.
What would the mosquito be made of?
What do you mean made of? Oh,
you just put
you don't eat mosquitoes because of the vegan thing.
How do you catch a?
You could probably make one out of sugar or something. I don't know. Fuck, get off my back.
It's my birthday, fuck you.
Details.
I just didn't know if there was a food-grade mosquito substitute that Canada had that I was missing out on.
Yeah, I don't know. I overlooked that part of it.
Did I tell you guys that Skittles are vegan again? Did you see?
I heard from reviews? Ed got some in the United States, and he got the kind without the gelatin. He was so stoked that he came back to Canada and found out we don't have them.
Oh. But you don't have Skittles at all anymore, or you don't have.
Well, we don't have the gelatin-free ones. But that's exciting. Skittles are good.
I thought you guys got the same ones that England got.
I don't know.
Commonwealth.
No, because we don't get. Well, I mean, you can go to specialty.
You have a picture of the Queen on the back.
Yeah.
Instead of the S, you have a picture of the Queen.
Yeah.
And they're not made with gelatin, but they are made with shellac. So you're not eating cows, but you're eating bug poop.
Hmm. Mm.
Wait, shellac is bug poop?
Yes. Shellac is bug poop.
Come on.
What?
Is that for real?
Yeah. It's made from insects.
How can you eat that?
Is that American oil, I mean, gas station BP? Is that short for bug poop as well?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Ooh, yeah. I shouldn't be eating that either.
It was originally you know, back before there were cars, they just sold butt plugs, but then they got into the oil.
Do they use spark plugs for that, or?
Well, they were making them out of vinyl, which is petroleum distillate based,
and they said,
"There's got to be a better use for this. There's got to be a better use for this oil stuff."
So wait a minute. By buying records, are you in fact like worse than oil barons?
Yes,
you're part of the problem.
I definitely. And again, as the deeper you get into your 30s, the more you'll become okay with that.
Oh, okay.
Have we mentioned it's Brian's birthday? Have we made reference?
Yeah, this is turning into the saddest one ever.
Marathon show here. We were already on for an hour before we phoned you.
was there sadness that I missed out on? Or I'm not listening live, so I don't know what you guys have.
Oh, nice.
Find out who your real friends are, don't you?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I usually don't listen when it's on the air. I usually wait for the
podcast to come out.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
That we can edit. We edit out all the swears that way.
Yeah.
My radio reception's really bad here. So, and plus, the swears. I can't
stomach them.
It's difficult.
It's because they're made with animal byproducts.
That's right. That's where swears come
from. Most swears are. Yeah.
That's true, actually.
All of them except shit. Strangely enough. The rest of the swears are not vegan, but shit, surprisingly, is purely a plant-based swear word. So.
Man.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I don't know how it worked out that way, but...
Are there different... There must be different editions of veganism, right? Like Dungeons and Dragons? Like, well, I abide by the third edition rules, but...
Yeah, it's all about hit points.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Are there vegans that eat eggs?
No, that goes flies in the face of all that is veganism, doesn't it?
I don't know. What if they have their own chicken?
Know.
But fucking. If you eat eggs, does that mean you're pro-abortion? Is that what... I never really thought about it before.
I don't know. Robert, I hope you don't think you've been a typecast, dude. Like, if we had a black guy on the show, we'd only talk about him being black. You know?
Yeah, I field all the Canadian questions. Phil talks about all the food on his stick.
Yeah.
That's true. And I guess if there are any questions related to Asianism, like, Brian would get half of them.
Asianism.
Yeah.
I converted.
You just get the first half of the question.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't born Asian. I converted later.
But think about it. When we've had Australians on the show, all of it was...
Oh, my God. They can't fucking believe it. They're just like, I didn't come here to talk about that.
I know.
Nobody's born Asian. It's a choice.
That's true.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
You going through a little bit of a tunnel there, Robert? Going through a tunnel?
Channel.
What happened?
You going through
am
a tunnel?
Breaking,
breaking
up
a little bit there. A little bit,
no, yeah. I'm in the same room I've been in since...
Is there solar flares?
Wormhole?
Yeah, probably some sunspot activity.
Is V happening?
Is that...
I think so.
Maybe you're having Rusty and Skids.
I think there's a RoboCop coming
oh,
through.
Oh, shit.
Did you guys watch the V program?
I did. They didn't get it in Canada.
Yeah, we did. I bet it was made here.
It's called Five. There.
Oh, yeah, it's called... I went and saw Saw V instead.
I thought it was the same.
I guess if you
go to see Saw V and you're kind of squinting, wouldn't it look like it was just SA 5515? Well, 15 is not V.
It's a fake phone number in Roman times.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the one they used in all the movies.
Yeah. Fucking Johnny Hart joke there.
You guys know I was at the comic shop update. There is a...
Hey, plug your comic shop. What's your favorite comic shop? You want to throw a plug?
The best comic shop in the entire world is Bizarro Luxury in Athens, Georgia, on College Avenue. You guys come on down.
I might.
All right, plug. Complete.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, they have a Wizard of Id collection.
Uh oh.
Who's asking for that?
Mm.
That's
how old is it? Like, is it like year one?
It just came out. Yeah, they're going. I guess the complete peanut started a trend.
The complete nuts, if you will.
Right. And so
stupid. Sorry.
They're doing the complete Wizard of Id, and there's also book one of the chronological Hagar the Horrible. Hagar. I don't know. But anyway, that's out.
Sammy Hagar?
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar the Horrible.
Hagrid.
Horrible.
So that's...
Hagrid the Horrible. Yeah, I don't know. Who's clamoring for that? Is it all the origins, though? Do we finally see why that guy's in the dungeon?
You know? I read the first strip, and...
It's because he was gay.
Unless the origins are told later. First strip is you're just plunged into this world, and I guess you're supposed to figure it out. Kind of like how, you know, when you read Clockwork Orange, they don't give you any... There's no ramp up
right,
to the weird playing.
Yeah.
Piece it together. The Wizard of Id is very similar to Clockwork Orange in that one.
Wow.
And in more ways than one.
Name other ways.
They were both printed on paper.
Very good.
Yep, the primary language is English.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both made into a movie directed by Stanley Kubrick.
And there are hats involved.
Yep.
I'd watch that movie. I'd rent that movie. Is there a movie?
Stanley Kubrick's Wizard of Id.
Maybe
catch
Michael,
that movie.
Maybe Michael Bay can do it.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything.
Oh, God, I hope he can.
I was just telling Phil how I'm working my way ever so slowly through the Transformers, the sequel movie.
I haven't even started it yet.
You saw the first one?
Yeah, I did see the first one.
First one was really bad. Second one,
I didn't know what I was looking at half the time.
Yeah. Second one, they slow things down so you know what you're looking at, but now it's too slow.
Does John Turturro get peed on by a robot?
I haven't finished it yet, so I don't know for sure. Not really, but there's much, much worse things than that.
Patrick Dean,
all the robots, they slobber. They spit. Like, they're leaking fluids from their mouths. I'm like, why did they need that? Why? I don't understand it. There's like...
Patrick Dean and I talked for quite a long time about why they would make an old robot.
Yeah.
I think you guys have touched on this
show Cup,
as well.
Cup from original series.
Hey, Robert, I just want to interject real quick. Next time you guys do that, put a microphone in front of you.
Mm-hmm. I would like to hear that.
We were in the car. We were in the car. And
fucking get a tape recorder.
Fire it up.
Hey, we've heard you tape record car conversations before.
Come on, fucker.
I had my computer with me because I was going to court with a dude.
Well,
yeah,
still. But still.
Doesn't your computer have a microphone input?
Yes, I have failed.
Oh, here we go. So you could have recorded right to an MP3 even. Oh God, Robert, come on!
if you do that though, please include a little guide at the beginning so I can understand Patrick's accent.
do you need subtitles?
Yeah. Interpretive. What is it? Whatever.
So, did you think of anything?
What?
Why there's old robots? Did you come up with some no prize?
No,
answers?
We don't. Because why? Why would they need a cane? Because isn't there one in the second movie that has a beard and a cane?
Yes, yes. He's all like hunched over and walking with a cane, which like apparently came off of him somewhere. Like if you're a robot and part of you is a cane. I don't know. I don't quite understand where it came from, but it was made out of robot, so maybe it was just attached to his arm. I don't know. Maybe that's how he was designed.
When we were having this conversation, Patrick Dean made the pun, my neighbor John Turturro. And then we kind of got sidetracked on like a John Turturro turning into a giant bus that the kids would ride around.
Sure,
in. But,
yeah. That's a better Transformers movie, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's what the Transformers movie should have been, basically, was John Turturro just turning into a bus.
Like, I'm not mad that they, like, made funny designs or weird choices and stuff, but it's just a bad movie. Like, it's really just long and unwatchable and stupid, and they have all these characters that they don't give any, like Optimus Prime has like five lines or something. Like he's just, it's like they have all these robots and they don't
how many of them are roll out.
Oh,
that's the way I felt the first one. I did not see the first one in the theater. I rented it, and I remember watching it. My wife and kids were not home, and
lights were low.
I was watching the movie. Well, no, and when my wife got home with the kid, I was actually embarrassed. And, you know, the kid was asleep, so it was time for him to go to bed, but I actually asked her, I was like, is there anything you have to do that can take you out of this room for the next 45 minutes while I finish this up? Because I'm really embarrassed to watch this in front of you. Like,
yeah.
I just didn't want to drag her into it.
Yeah.
And she managed to come in, like, at the last part, and she watched a little bit of it with me, and she also made the observation of, I have no idea what I'm looking at. It's
yeah.
just colors and shapes.
Yep. This one's color. The new one is colors, shapes, boobs, and oh, it's fucking. It's so skeezy. Oh god, like just the
robot boobs.
Yes. Just the way. I don't know. Like it's just a poorly made movie, and like usually, I don't really look at a movie that's bad and go like, oh, that's poor directing. You know, like you don't usually notice poor directing. You notice like sometimes editing and stuff, but it's just kind of like. Just the way shots are set up, you're like, what is this? What is going on? And then he'll be showing Megan Fox, and the camera will do the, like, panning up and down, like you're looking up and down a chick, you know? And it's like,
just
no,
whistling.
Like, the audio is just that. It's just, like, heavy breathing. But it's like, no, you show a shot, and the viewer will do that if they want to, you know? Don't make the whole camera move up and down, so we're all forced to do that. It's gross. Like,
do you think that Megan Tron got the part because her because that's her name, her middle name is Tron. Her name is Megan Tron Fox.
I heard her middle initial was J.
Agent Simmons.
Joke ruined. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's the camera's job to tell teenage boys that these are the parts of a lady you have to look at.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's weirdly made and just it's really crappy. But I'm watching it with the riff tracks, and so it's funny. But even still, I can't watch more than 20-30 minutes at a time.
How many upskirts?
Yeah, probably,
it's 2.5 hours long.
2.5 hours of upskirts?
Yeah, pretty much.
Of just upskirts? Are there any downskirts?
Down skirt.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Down periscopes.
Yeah. Everybody's brain just went to the same place.
John Turturro played Mo Flatbush in Mo Better Blues.
Really?
Yeah, this is a titular character right there.
Titular.
Yeah.
Check out.
Yep. He was Willie in Gung Ho. There you go.
I heard he's going to be Gung-Ho in the new Transformers movie.
He was Ted in The Flamingo Kid. Yeah, are they making G.I. Joe 2? How'd that work out? Did G.I. Joe 1 ever come out? How'd that go? You watch that, Robert? How was that?
I did not see it. I've heard it was amazing, actually. That it was just kind of a ridiculous 2 hours of, you know, a live-action cartoon. So.
Did you play the game? There's the Lego Star Wars G.I. Joe game. I mean, G.I. Joe Lego Star Wars game?
I would love Lego G.I. Joe. That would be great.
Yeah. You just have to go around the world collecting pieces of Serpentor.
Yeah.
Lego Star Wars G.I. Joe.
And also the Mass Device.
Yeah.
And yeah, most of the plots of that cartoon involve something being scattered into different places and someone having collected.
Weather Dominator?
It stimulates a young boy's inner hunter-gatherer.
Oh, my God. It was the best. I loved it. We have to.
They went to the giant arcade.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, that was cool. When
that was
got the shit
from,
on their legs.
That was ripped off from arcade from Marvel Comics, right?
Duke had the thing on his leg, and Snake Eyes had the thing on his leg.
Oh my god, the best!
And you guys
have to fight.
Yeah, and we're gonna control you like video games.
These leg clamps, I'm gonna use as a Atari controller.
So good,
man. Imagine if you had went back in time and been like, hey, man. Why don't you make the controller instead of an Atari joystick? Why don't you make it look like this Xbox thing from the future?
Mm-hmm.
They would have like.
You think that's on the remastered DVDs? You think they touch that up?
Yeah, they're using a Wii. They're using a Wii controller.
Shit.
Are those? They've got to be on DVD, right? Those cartoons.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and then some.
Yeah.
They're on Blu-ray.
I don't want the whole collection. I just want certain ones. Worlds Without End Part 1 and 2.
Why
that's the one where they go to the post-apocalyptic alternate reality. You know that one? And most of the Joes are dead, and Baroness is a double agent. and Steeler falls in love with her? Oh, fuck, I love it.
Sounds familiar, but you could be making this up to trick me, too.
No. And it's real. It's real. Go on the internet. Find it. Worlds Without End. It's two-parter, and a bunch of the Joes get zapped into an alternate reality. Oh, it's fucking great. I loved it. They did some fun science fiction stuff in the G.I. Joe program.
Let's riff it.
I know Phil said this, and maybe it was a joke, but did you say that they were out on Blu-ray? Is that a real thing?
What? They might be out on Blu-ray.
G.I. Joe?
Probably not.
The reason I ask is because I know that they just put out like Die Hard and stuff like that, but why does any movie that was made before about 1998 need to be on Blu-ray?
It doesn't.
Oh, because they upsample it.
Can you really improve? Like, it was shot in 1988 onto film. It's
yeah.
Like, what are you going to do?
I guess it might look better. I don't know.
Because film is, it's the same as like how you fucking vinyl to CD, you take a hit, and you just take less of a hit going from film. If you go directly from film to Blu-ray, then that would be better than film to DVD. For sure.
But the original thing is not going to be that great.
Because film is not lines, you know, I mean, you're getting twice as many lines, scan lines of the film, which is a continuous thing. Like,
but
you know,
that would make effects possibly look worse, wouldn't it?
I suppose, yeah. It would. You'd be tipping your hand a little more there. Hey, bitch.
Put some Vaseline on the HD screen there.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. We should send that to the technical team.
Yeah. I was going to say before the best before date expires on this joke, I was going to say about the G.I. Joe Blu-ray is that the G.I. Joes had Green Ray and Cobra had Red Ray. So,
oh, yeah. It's
okay. Wow.
Thing
really
that
it
in.
Up.
Just wanted to slide that one in there, you know, the little Cobra.
You want me to
Cobra
edit that up. Back in? Like,
no.
I'll back that joke up.
In fact, make it later. Put that as the bonus track.
Put that around. Make that seamless.
Make that the first thing I say, and then it'll be a pre-callback.
I'm just going to whittle this show down to a fucking solid 4-minute laser beam hilarity. People are just going to be fucking crashing their cars.
Include a decoder ring in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to... I can't wait to listen to it to hear context.
Oh, no, there's no context.
Yeah.
You've heard the show before, right?
I'm a fan. A big fan.
One of nine.
I have all the...
You're seven
I have
of
all
nine.
The CD, I have all the CD collection.
I wonder if there's anyone who does have all the shows.
Hey, Phil, do you think we should put our best one out on vinyl?
I honestly felt bad about saying the nine people thing. Like, I instantly felt bad.
No, we say that all the time.
That's why I recorded that addendum.
No.
Because I started counting, like, I think I could get it up past nine. Like, if I started really thinking about who listens to the program. I think
well,
it's more
like,
than
who
nine.
Who has heard it? I don't think it's more than nine.
I think we have some comers and goers.
That's true. It's because we're so, you know, it's like we have our schedule and they have theirs, you know. It's like they, sometimes they line up and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Nah, they need to wake up.
Shit.
the first 2:30 were just practice.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, yeah, you guys should, you should put out a best of CD.
Might be something.
That's what
you
should do.
How would anyone listen to it?
Best of Og Vorbis.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
what's the lossless format called again?
FLAC.
Yeah, FLAC. Do it in FLAC.
Put out a FLAC. Best of Spy vs. Spy, the first 236 episodes.
In FLAC, torrent. It will never fit on your hard drive.
I wonder how big is this show so far? Because I don't have all these on my fucking hard drive.
Yeah, I don't know.
You've got them all on the server, but I guess you couldn't just look at how much space.
You probably
somebody
can.
Should,
thumbstick.
I'm not volunteering for this, but somebody should go through and just take like 5 seconds from each show.
Oh, we thought about doing a clip show one time and then realized it was just too much work.
It's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, it would be a lot of work. It would be a lot of work.
But it would only have, you'd only have to do it once, but, maybe we could do like,
I would pay a premium for the complete Spy vs. Pie on cassette.
You hear that? Premium.
Hey.
Yep. I'd pay for it.
But we'd have to call it Prebub.
even though really anybody with an internet connection and a cassette recorder could probably make it themselves.
True,
but not at a.
But it wouldn't be official.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would be pretty good for like people who still have tape decks in their car. Like, hey, just fucking put these on and put this giant box of cassettes in your trunk.
What about all of our fans on dial-up? That's who I feel bad for. All of our good friends on dial-up.
Yeah,
they probably just like it's like a crock pot. They started downloading when they leave the house for work, and when they come home, it's there. It's ready. 8 hours later.
Not this one.
Yeah.
This one's going to take a full 18 hours to download.
You got the crock part right.
You got the pot crocked. Wait. All right. I think we should go.
What?
I think we should leave.
All right. Get out on top here?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, thanks. All right. Thanks, Robert. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you for allowing me to be a part of this.
You're
always
a majestic
a
dude.
So are you guys, and one of you is having a birthday, and I hope it's happy.
I don't know what just happened there. Huh? Oh.
Somebody actually just grabbed the door and opened it while I was holding it from the other side, and it was scary.
Oh
my God.
Yeah, now it's done. So.
All right.
We should make a movie of that.
Yep, I'll call it Saul. There's the script. This door has no window. Part one.
Alright. Well,
thanks, guys.
Oh, well, hey, let's play out. Here we go.
Oh.